I'm Annalise Schellmann-Dine with VPR News. Senator Bernie Sanders is taking a more active role in Vermont legislative races this year than he has in the past. Sanders has endorsed the campaigns of both Democratic gubernatorial challenger Christine Hultquist and incumbent progressive Democrat Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman. Former Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis thinks an endorsement from Sanders could make a difference in determining the outcome of a close race.
You know, obviously his time is a great resource, and there are people around the country who want it, who want him to appear for them. There are people here in Vermont, not just lieutenant governor, but legislative candidates who would like him to appear on their behalf. He's perceived as having coattails, and in my view, that perception is correct.
Sanders plans to be active in the next 3.5 weeks. He's set to attend rallies with Vermont candidates, and he's planned a 9-state tour to boost Democratic candidates in key races. The Vermont Land Trust says it successfully completed a $1.2 million fundraising campaign for a new waterfront bike trail in Newport. The nonprofit worked with the city of Newport, downtown businesses, and individual donors to raise money for the project. When completed, the trail will be a 7-mile car-free corridor along the shoreline of Lake Memphremagog. The bike trail is part of renewed attention in Newport to build up its recreation economy, including a focus on the lake. And Burlington officials say they're worried about a stalled redevelopment project estimated at $225 million in the city's downtown. The Burlington Free Press reports Mayor Mira Weinberger said in a statement the city is concerned about the lack of progress on City Place Burlington and added that Burlington has, quote, made good on all its commitments to the project. Developer Don Senex says Weinberger is, quote, antsy-pantsy, but that his company is working to complete permits required by the city. Senex said the city should release the permit and ease requirements on the project. Burlington's consultant Jeffrey Glassberg says both parties agree to the requirements. For VPR News, I'm Annalise Schellmann-Dine.